Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Hi, I'm Maury Morgan, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. In this interview, Chris Cubbage talks to Joseph Garcia, the VP for Partners and Alliances for Asia Pacific at Red Hat, the world's largest open source software company. You'll hear about the role of Red Hat as a technology steward, bridging open source software and enterprises while maintaining peace of mind, the Red Hat product suite, and their role in reducing the cost within the surveillance market through more efficient data compression algorithms and storage. Joseph also shares insights into a recent surveillance data storage project that could cost well over $30 million with current technology, but with Red Hat could be cut by two-thirds to approximately $10 million. Joseph and Chris also discuss which countries are rolling out the largest surveillance projects across Asia Pacific and the slow shift towards edge and cloud storage. Now, here's Joseph Garcia and Chris Cubbage.
So Red Hat, we were just saying, a multi-billion dollar company now.
That's right.
Maybe just talk us about the history of Red Hat, let the audience into that, and understand you've been with the company for about 12 years.
That's right.
And some of the changes that you've seen over that time.
Yeah, so Red Hat today is the largest open source software company. We're going to be this year close to $3 billion in revenue, around 13,000 employees. We became very famous because we took an open source project called Linux and we brought that project into the enterprise. That's the foundation of our business model. We take open source projects and we make sure that enterprises can have the peace of mind to deploy this technology, this open source technology, in their data centers, and it will run well. So basically what we do, besides fostering the community, ensuring that the community is active with, you know, many of our partners contributing to the software, even customers contributing to the software, we then take those open source projects and then we harden it, we certify it, we bring it to market, we support it, we do fixes, and we do updates.
So you're constantly working with the open source community and
absolutely.
The Linux community?
Absolutely, and that's one of the key differentiators for Red Hat. We are stewards of the community. We talk to our partners, companies like Fujitsu or companies like IBM, and we entice them to also join the community and collaborate, which helps drive software innovation faster. Think about it compared to proprietary software companies. They have their own developers that when they need to build a feature, they have to start from scratch and build it. In the open source software model, you're building on everybody else's innovations, which drives innovation way, way, way faster.
Maybe just talk us through the product suite.
Yeah.
We will touch on cybersecurity as well, and then we'll finish off talking about storage. So what's Red Hat's suite of products?
The product that made us famous, as I said before, is the Linux operating system. We have a product called Red Hat Enterprise Linux.
Yep.
But over the last few years, we've expanded our product line beyond the operating system, and we now have a suite of cloud products. We have a suite of middleware products. We have a suite of software-defined storage products.
Right.
And the software-defined storage product is the product that brings me here to the Milestone Partner Conference.
Well, we'll keep that segue in terms of the SDN-type products. Mm-hmm. So you've got partnerships with HPE and Lenovo.
Yeah.
Specifically for storage. So we're here with Milestone Systems.
Yeah.
What type of package have you put together for the Milestone product?
Yeah, let me maybe step back for a second because I'm fairly new to the surveillance market.
Got it.
And one of the things that I was very surprised about is that in a surveillance project, particularly the large surveillance projects like airports or railways or large factories, 50% of the cost of the budget of the project is actually going to storage.
Yeah.
And only the other 50% is going to cameras or analytics. So that was very surprising to me. It actually reminded me of the old times, 12 years ago when I joined Red Hat, where most companies were deploying applications in Unix servers, and IBM was probably taking also 50% of the budget of the project on this expensive hardware.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is interesting. We can do the same in the surveillance market. We can bring that 50% cost of storage down to 25% so that customers and milestone partners can put in better cameras, more analytics. So we think that this is very, very relevant to this market. We actually think that it can really change the dynamic of this market.
And what's some of the key aspects? Because it's looking at the HPE one, where they have improved cache capabilities as well. So you can pull up that archive footage much faster as well. I imagine you can search it faster as well.
The primary thing is that it's the management of the software, the storage. The management of the storage is done at software level. So it provides a nice abstraction from the hardware layer. The beauty about that is that the customer can decide what hardware they want to pick. So they could choose HPE servers, they could choose Lenovo servers, they could choose Supermicro servers. And the software is what takes care of ensuring that all the video streams are stored properly, but most importantly, taking care of the necessary replication of that data that gets stored so that if one disk fails or one server fails, you can either just add a new server without having to do anything, or you can remove that server and put a new server, and the software takes care of that.
Yeah.
What's the beauty? The beauty of that. The beauty of that is that you can get very large pools of storage, which you know in the surveillance market, those pools of external storage are getting bigger and bigger because of higher resolution cameras, longer retention times, more number of cameras, and you can reduce the cost of that external storage by around 50%.
Nice. And what's how long have you been in this particular market, in the surveillance market?
It's a fairly new market for us. We've been in it for around 2 years.
Yeah.
We're now getting really serious into it. We're putting significant investments, particularly in the Asia Pacific region.
And where do you see the opportunities? Obviously, you can only get so far in terms of storage because then you've got camera resolutions improving.
Yeah.
We're moving into the multi-megapixel cameras.
Yeah.
Is it the video analytics is another opportunity in this space as well, or
we're
the compression?
We're more in the infrastructure layer of a project. So, you know, you get your video management system, software and hardware. That's what Milestone does.
Yeah.
If then you might need external storage. That's what we're focusing on. And then on top of that, you would have the different applications like face analytics or CarPlay analytics. So we play on that infrastructure layer. The market we play in is for significantly sized projects. Like once you have 300 or 400 cameras, or because of the retention periods or the definition of the cameras, you need around 500 terabytes or above, right? For example, with Milestone, we're working on a very large project where the retention periods and the resolution of the cameras is very high. Because of those parameters, the requirement for storage for this particular customer is 72 petabytes.
Nice.
That's pretty massive.
Yeah.
With a proprietary storage vendor, the cost of that storage would be around $30 million. The solution that we have proposed to this customer together with the Milestone team, together with HPE, is around $10 million.
Nice.
That $20 million difference, that's more analytics, that's you know more cameras, or you know more margin for the vendor, or a cheaper overall budget for the customer.
How do you find, again, your role as an Asia-Pacific role, how do you find the region, and what are some of the hotspots for you guys? What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's a very exciting region. I've been in this region for 25 years, and I enjoy it. It's you know, if I had to tell it to you, the thing that keeps me in Asia is within 20 years, I've seen the region change so much. The impact of globalization on making many people go from poverty to middle class. That's created many opportunities for many different vendors, whether it is consumer products, whether it is B2B. The growth in Asia has been way faster than in places like Europe or North America. Mm. So the opportunities are enormous in the IT industry, in the surveillance industry. It's a great market. For us in Red Hat, Asia Pacific has consistently been growing faster than the overall Red Hat.
Yeah.
We've been expanding in number of employees. It's a very exciting region. Also, you have very heterogeneous economies and cultures. You can go to Australia, which is a very similar market than the United States. Not exactly like the United States, but very similar in terms of maturity of the market. You can be in a very mature market like Japan, but that has its own idiosyncrasies. You can be in emerging markets like China and India, where the challenges are different, but things are happening really fast. It's a very, very, very exciting market.
Do you find that the scale is still there across the region? So, you know, you talk about China versus Australia. Where are you seeing the scaled projects and potentially what verticals as well?
Yeah, across the whole of Southeast Asia, India, China, Korea, those are the countries where we're seeing the largest projects, simply because size of the country, you know, China, India, Indonesia, large populations, vast geographies.
Is it the city projects, city surveillance or transportation type projects as well?
Those are the primary two.
Yeah.
Definitely government in general with smart city initiatives. India has a very strong direction towards smart cities, but we're seeing that happening even in Singapore, which is already a pretty smart city, but they want to become even smarter. But you're seeing Malaysia, you're seeing Thailand, you're seeing Indonesia trying to follow that lead and making cities safer places, making cities easier to drive around, which is a big problem in Southeast Asia. So those are the two primary areas where we see lots of potential for surveillance. But then there's also other areas like retail, manufacturing, and beyond just using surveillance as a security tool, but using surveillance for intelligence around how to manufacture your products better or how to sell your products better, how to place your products better. So there's plenty of new opportunities. And again, this takes me back to why is Red Hat relevant in here? Because, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to go back to existing customers where milestone partners have sold surveillance solutions and sell on top of that infrastructure all these new applications.
They can start to scale out and improve their quality
exactly.
as well.
And you know, reduce the cost of the hardware infrastructure and put more on those analytics that will drive business value for the customers.
And just to finish off, just in terms of hardware versus sort of on-prem versus cloud-based storage, again, what are some of the trends that you're seeing, particularly when you're talking about petabyte storage levels? How much is that between sort of hybrid or cloud and on-prem?
Yeah, I think we're going towards that direction. We heard
of
that from some
space,
of the analysts presenting during the event, and the literature says, yes, eventually there's going to be more cloud-based storage use. Today, in Asia Pacific, that's not that frequent, primarily because bandwidth availability is not that good yet. And video storage is bandwidth intensive. As bandwidth improves or as app developers create better compression algorithms or better smarts to minimize the amount of traffic that goes between the cloud and the edge device, we will see more and more adoption. But I think for the next 2-3 years, we'll still see particularly in the surveillance storage area, most of the deployments being on site.
Yeah, and so obviously that's going to drive that push to have edge-based analytics and the like to
limit
that bandwidth.
That's right.
Well, Joseph Garcia, the Vice President for Partners and Alliances in the Asia Pacific for Red Hat, thank you very much for joining us on the My Security
Media
Podcast.
It was a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.